Item 16, from Corporation Counsel submitting an informational monthly report providing an update on the status of pending litigation. This item is also considered by the Committee on Finance, Personnel, and Audit and is informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Attorney Grady.
Mr. Chairman, supervisors, you have the memo from me in front of you. Before I get to the additions to the list, I would say that there's nothing of major significance to report on the prior cases. I would tell you that with respect to the Medicare Part B case, which is listed under number 3, that the briefing is being done in that case in the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Our attorney filed the brief, our brief within the last couple of days. With respect to the pension multiplier case under number 4, the Stoker case, we're hopeful that we'll receive a decision from the Supreme Court within the next month or so on whether or not they will accept that case. Then we'll, assuming they do, we'll proceed with briefing. If they don't, obviously, we'll have to deal with the decision from the Court of Appeals. I guess I'll just mention in passing on item number... Six is the O'Donnell Park litigation. The parties have been engaged for the last 6 months or whatever it's been since October's trial in post-verdict motions in front of the circuit court judge. Those have all been resolved now. The parties are filing orders for judgment, and appeals, I expect, will be taken thereafter by the defendants, the insurance company for ACS and the insurance company Liberty for ACS. There is on the Finance Committee agenda an amendment to the legal services contract for the outside law firm to add an additional $50,000, which will cover their expenses to continue to pursue the county's $6 million judgment or verdict in its favor on appeal. And it's hoped that that should be enough to get us through the first level of the appeal and through this year at least. That's not an action item here, but just for your information. Then I guess I would just turn to the new cases listed, 16, 17, and 18. 17 is actually not a new case. It's a new addition to this list. It frankly should have been added to the list before by me. This is the lawsuit alleging a violation of the open meetings law related to county board supervisors going to Madison to provide testimony on Act 14 when it was under consideration by the legislature, and an allegation of a violation of the open meetings law with respect to a Finance Committee meeting last April, I believe it was. There have recently been a motion to dismiss hearing in front of the circuit court judge. We should be getting a decision on that soon. That's being handled by outside counsel through the insurance company. Number 16 is the recently filed federal court lawsuit related to the failure to rehire housekeepers, the allegation being that the reason they were not hired or the reason they were laid off is because of their union status. It's just been filed, and it also will be handled by outside counsel through the mutual. Number 18 is a new lawsuit, follows a previously filed notice of claim by a tenant of the research park. And it's a property damage loss revenue claim that relates to the interruption of power at the research park and an allegation that the circuit breakers did not appropriately work and did not appropriately and caused a loss of power or the failure to have power return to their rented space. These individuals conducted research. They had a number of laboratory mice and other kinds of research, and they basically lost all their mice and lost all their research, and they're alleging that it was through our fault as a landlord. They're alleging approximately $800,000 in damages. I have no idea whether that's a correct or incorrect number, but that's their allegation. In addition to suing the county, and they've also sued We Energies, and lastly, they've sued their insurance company, their insurance broker, excuse me, for failure to obtain business interruption insurance for them, and so that they didn't have insurance coverage for this either. And so there's a variety of claims in the case. It's fairly recently filed, and again, outside counsel is being handled through the mutual or assigned through the mutual.
Questions?
My memory is failing. AMCA, what is that?
Association of Milwaukee County Attorneys. It's the attorneys union.
Okay.
Is there current or recent litigation with the PRB?
Yes. There's been an ongoing proceedings or proceedings in front of the PRB with respect to whether or not the PRB has jurisdiction to hear suspensions of less than 10 days, grievances over suspensions of less than 10 days. It's been our office's position since before the PRB was created that the Civil Service Commission and the PRB don't have that jurisdiction. This was actually debated at the time the PRB was created. There's an opinion from Corporation Counsel in the Journal of Proceedings of the County Board to that effect, and it's always been our position that the state statute governs that. The PRB, on advice of their outside counsel, disagreed and took jurisdiction over a suspension of less than 10 days. And as a consequence, our office, on behalf of the department involved, has filed litigation in circuit court to have the circuit court review that question of jurisdiction.
Did that come through our committee?
It did not, no.
So how did we commence litigation without bringing the issue through the committee, and it's never been listed?
Well, first of all, the ordinance requires county board approval or judiciary committee and county board approval for matters involving issues over $10,000. And this involves, I think, a 2 or 3 day suspension, so it doesn't qualify under that threshold. It's a small claim, for lack of a better word.
But is it really about that one claim, or is it about the policy?
Well, it's
jurisdiction.
It's about that one claim that presumably would also set the policy. I mean, I don't know how many. To my knowledge, you know, this isn't a frequent occurrence that they've done this, but it could be in the future. I don't know. But
well, presuming that it would affect all grievances grievances under 10 days or suspensions under 10 days. Seems like it's a broad policy, and I was surprised to read about it I knew that there had been some friction there, but I did not know that actual litigation had commenced. And I read about it in a blog instead of hearing about it or seeing it on a list.
I guess so.
Well, that's why I asked. I don't believe everything I read on the internet, but apparently sometimes it's more accurate than.
Well, the blog was accurate with respect to the filing of the litigation. I wouldn't agree with everything in the blog because I read it as well. But but the fact that litigation was filed was accurate, yes. That was probably filed. It's been between the last meeting and this meeting. I don't remember the exact date.
Your answer as for why it wasn't brought to us for approval was the claim size, but in terms of why it wouldn't show up on the list, or
well, I can add it to the list. I don't. I just try not to create too long a list, but I'm happy to add it to the list.
Seems to me it's an issue of pretty broad impact that would be of interest to the committee, and we should be kept up to date on it. I would hope in the future on something like that. I really don't see it as the one case. It's affecting whether or not all those cases are going to flow through PRB, and I think it should appear without having to be asked for. So, any other questions, Supervisor Weisha?
Quick, and I don't want to spend too much time on it. The PRB is saying that they can do under 10, and their reasoning on that?
Mr. Chairman, the PRB has held that they believe they have jurisdiction to hear a grievance concerning a disciplinary suspension of less than 10 days. And I'll be honest with you, I don't understand their rationale, but which is one of the reasons we have pursued the circuit court action. It's somehow tied together with Act 10 and the status quo ordinances and some other bases. I don't know the full argument. For us, from me, I guess, or for our office, it's clear the state statute says that department heads may suspend. The state statute that created the civil service system in Milwaukee County and created the Civil Service Commission long before the PRB existed, said employees who are covered by civil service can only be discharged with the approval of the commission, and now the PRB. And they can only be suspended twice in 6 months with the permission of the commission or the PRB. But for suspensions under 10 days, department heads, and I'm paraphrasing, department heads have the liberty to suspend employees under 10 days. And so it's a fundamental proposition, we think, that that's the system that was set up. The state legislature said, we'll give you civil service, we'll make sure that substantial discipline over 10 days of suspension and multiple suspensions and discharges are heard by a civil service commission, or now the PRB. But less substantial discipline, i.e. suspensions under 10 days, are not the matter for the Civil Service Commission. Those are purely within the discretion of department heads. And that's the system that was set up 40 years ago or whatever it was, and I think that still prevails today. And I don't think anything that's happened since then, whether it's an Act 10 or the county ordinances, have changed that or can change that. So.
Oh, that's fine. So I just wanted to get a general understanding.
All right. Seeing no other further questions, we are adjourned.